Respectable. That's Mel and Kim on Nova 103.5. Speaking of respectable, Cricket Namibia still doing the most. Cricket Namibia and Mr. Harvey Engels launching the High Performance Sport and Leadership Center for Emerging Elite Athletes. It's going to be at the FNB Namibia Cricket Ground, which is currently under construction. And I have Cricket Namibia CEO Mr. Johan Muller in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Johan.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
So tell us a little bit about this High Performance Sport and Leadership Center. What's it all going to be about?
Yeah, maybe we, just to give some background, where it originated was where we saw a lot of very talented Namibian sports, young sportsmen and women that got ambition to and talent to represent the country on various platforms, had to seek alternative ways of getting into the sporting world. A lot of them left to schools in South Africa where they found maybe better coaching or more flexible program. So we initiated the concept from the principle of retaining the best talent in the country. And keep the talent here. So we investigated what that need was. And the need was a more flexible learning program and also more specialized coaching during more hours of the day. The learners in Namibia is very congested. A lot of them do multi-sports. But also there's a lot of extracurricular activity where it maintains their afternoons. So we opened this leadership center from the concept that we will facilitate online learners, high school level online learners, of learners that are sportsmen and women of a certain level, and we will be a facility that supervise them to allow them social cohesion, to allow them connection to their peers, but also sports training with the individual coaches during the day, and then access to other sports services, which will now allow them to do their favorite sport, the sport that they are participating in and performing in, throughout the day, but still pay attention to their academics via online platform of their own choice. And that will enable them to still have the social development, the peer development, but also or peer connection with their peers, but also to focus on their sport on a more elite basis.
Okay. I mean, I was speaking recently to Nathan Chase and Maya Brinkman, who are both triathletes, as well as Oliver Durant, who's a swimmer, all of them going and representing them maybe internationally and say, you know, discussing how difficult it is for them to fit in training and schoolwork and all of those things. The schools try to be accommodating, but obviously they can only do it to a certain point. So great news that something like this is there. Is it then for all athletes, not just cricket?
Correct, yeah. That's the first thing that we decided is this is not a cricket initiative.
Okay.
And Cricket Namibia is only a partner in the principle. Harvey Engels is the leader of the leadership center, which will incorporate quite a lot of team building leadership skills into the holistic development of the child.
Okay.
But it's open for all genders and it's open for all sportsmen in terms of sporting codes.
Mm.
And I do believe that your individual athlete, your tennis player, swimmer, your athlete that's participating in individual items or individual sporting codes, they actually ideal for this concept.
Yeah, also know a young golfer who also had, you know, he sort of stepped back and he's doing homeschooling now. But like you say, that it does isolate you a bit. You're sitting at home. Yes, you get to go to the tournaments and you get to see people there, but you're not seeing the broad sort of swath of people that you would, you know, interact with at a school.
We believe it's healthy for especially high school children to still have connection to their peers, to still have social development, to have holistic development, not just sit and do their own online schooling and take care of their sports program. It's very difficult for a 14 to 18 year old to have that discipline and to perform at all levels.
Yeah.
And we want to see a successful sportsman that's got access into university, that can make a career of his choice, if it is sport or academics or whatever that might be. And we just felt there's more flexibility needed. And that's why we created the concept.
Okay. What's the timeline?
So official start in April next year.
Okay.
When Harvey will be involved, but we are taking an intake from January, which will mostly be supervision with the sporting activities, the gym, etc., starting from April.
All right. And how can people find out more? Where can they get more information? If parents are listening and they're thinking this is going to be perfect for my child.
Yeah, they can go to the website. It's www.nslc.com.na, or they can just email at info@nslc.com.
Okay. Any final words of encouragement, you know, why people should choose this?
Yeah, look, everyone makes the decision for their child's own benefit. Mm-hmm. If this is going to fit your child's needs, then I think it's for you. Definitely from a sporting parent, it's something that I would definitely consider if my child was one of those kids that's got talent, but doesn't know really how to balance schoolwork and sport.
All right. And while I've got you here, let's just break away from this quickly. And what can we look forward to cricket-wise next year?
Yeah, we're still in this year. Yeah. We've got our under-19 National League playing. We've also got our women in Hong Kong and then at Malaysia. They're playing Hong Kong tomorrow and then hopefully in the final against Malaysia the day after. And then into Malaysia, or they're playing Thailand in the final.
Okay.
And then they to Malaysia directly after. We have a national men's tour into Oman, the beginning of February.
Okay.
Then we're directly from there going to Karnataka in India. And then in March, we're hosting Netherlands and Canada for a 50 over and a T20 international, and then a women's series in April.
So lots of exciting cricket action awaiting us, and I'm sure that we'll be chatting before all of that happens and while all of that's happening as well. Thanks so much for always coming in, always being willing to talk to us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.